Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The water's rising in Southern California. It's been getting battered by extremely strong rain and wind since Sunday afternoon. State of emergency declared in 8 counties. That's the sound of floodwaters in Santa Barbara. Senators have released their long-awaited $118 billion border security bill, which House Speaker Mike Johnson already says is dead on arrival in the House of Representatives. Today, a Michigan jury is expected to begin deliberating the fate of Jennifer Crumbley, the first parent in the U.S. charged in a child's school shooting. Celine Dion making a surprise appearance at the Grammy Awards last night, announcing the biggest win of the evening.
And the Grammy goes to... Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift making Grammy history. That was her fourth album of the year Grammy. She says she is releasing another album this coming April. This is ABC News. The U.S. promising more retaliation after the drone strike that killed 3 Americans in Jordan. 3 days of airstrikes have hit more than 100 Iranian-backed targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. Head of the Summer Olympics, Paris wants to cut back on the number of big SUVs on the streets. City residents have approved a measure that would triple parking fees for big SUVs, around $20 for up to 2 hours and $250 for 6 hours. The mayor says they just take up too much space. And in movie theaters over the weekend.
It was not da bomb. It was a bomb.
You and I, we're not so different. Agent Argyle.
Argyle, the $200 million star-studded spy thriller from Apple Studios, debuted at number one at North American box offices, but with just $18 million in ticket sales, according to studio estimates. Ticket buyers gave Argyle a C-plus on CinemaScore. Second place was the Christian drama series The Chosen. The Beekeeper was third. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 2 redistricting experts are throwing out 2 proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining 4 proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last 2 games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived. arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy fog and freezing fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly sunny as we head into the afternoon. High today, 40, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may catch a little more patchy fog, but it won't be as bad as last night and this morning. Our low tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday, everybody. Little chilly out there, too. A little breezy.
Breezy.
29 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. But breezy.
Did you see Thursday?
I did not.
52.
Wow.
I mean, awesome.
That's nice.
Gone.
It All
is.
Right.
It is. You know how...
Have a good weekend?
I did. I had a great weekend. It was kind of chill. No football. You know,
I know. I tried to watch a little bit of the Senior Bowl. But
what is it? Is
that the college football all-star kind of game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't get into any of the Pro Bowl things.
Okay.
I just don't. And you know what? I think it was a good move on their part to get rid of that game. I mean, I remember Clay Matthews, he took himself out. He's like, this is, because, you know, I still remember it playing as a, you know, first playing Clay, you know, Clay yeah. Matthews being what he used to be, just went after the quarterback, and everybody else was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we don't do that here.
Right,
why are we out here?
Right.
I remember when that game was serious because like the winning team would get like $5,000 versus like $2,500.
Right.
And in those days, that really meant something.
Right.
That was a serious game
right. for the
back
money.
In the day.
But yeah, now it's yeah,
no,
yeah.
it's and I don't blame these guys about getting hurt.
Right.
Why risk, you know, an injury that could end your career and that has happened in things.
Yeah. No, I went
back. One of the two of the worst. Injury things from All-Star. Three of the worst injury things from All-Star games that I can think of. Hmm. You want them?
Yeah, I want to know what they are. Okay. I've never heard of an injury in an All-Star game.
Barty Smith. Remember Barty Smith?
No.
You know why?
He's got hurt?
Yes. Barty Smith was the Packers' number one draft pick. 6'3", 235 pounds, running back from the University of Richmond. The Spiders, the Richmond Spiders. Okay, this was 1971, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. And he was going to be, I mean, this kid was big. He was tough. He was he was something. He's like a Larry Zonka. Remember Larry Zonka?
I remember the name, but
he was like Larry Zonka.
No.
So anyway, Coach's All-American game held in like June of that year, 1971. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Smith, leading fullback, right? Gets his knee torn up, his Packer career over before it even began.
Really?
Yeah. He still played, but he always had injury problems, was never the same. Okay?
Yeah.
Ray Fosse. Who's Ray Fosse?
Don't know.
Ray Fosse, 1969, I believe it was, Major League All-Star game. The night before the game, Ray Fosse goes out for dinner with his boyhood idol, Pete Rose. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ray Fosse, catcher for the Cleveland Indians, like 22 years old, one of the up-and-coming catchers in all of Major League Baseball. Close play at the plate, ninth inning. Pete Rose coming in from third. Fosse there to block the plate like catchers used to do. Rose just nails him. Ash over teacups or whatever they used to call it, right?
Yeah.
Busts up his shoulder. Ray Fosse, never the same ever again.
Wow.
Okay? Major League All-Star game. I want to say 1934, but I might be wrong. Dizzy Dean, the last guy to win 30 games before Denny McClain did it in 1968. Okay? Dizzy Dean, the all-time great. line drive off his toe, okay? Busts his toe in the All-Star game. Tries to come back from it, okay? Came back too early. Had to change his pitching motion because he couldn't put the weight on the toe. Completely ruined his arm. Was never the same player ever again.
Thanks for sharing that, John.
You're welcome.
I was going to say all that, but wow, that's amazing how you know all that. But
well,
I,
it's just,
but it is interesting.
Sports history.
It is sports history, and I think you're right that these guys make so much money. It's not a real game.
No, it's not. And these guys, and I don't blame them for. I mean, just
right.
Well, you know, that's why I really dislike what's happened with college football right now. In that, okay, you got the playoff, which is great, you know, for those teams, and you have it.
Oh, yeah.
Because there used to be the mythical national champion, and there'd be two national champions.
And who is it? Right.
Who is it?
Right.
You know, it's one of those kind of things. So I understand that. But on the other side, I remember when, I'll still remember this, one of the really exciting days was watching the Badgers against UCLA 1994 in the Rose Bowl. It's like the Badgers, which had been so bad. I mean, just, they'd went to some game, like in the mid-'80s, late-'80s, the Holiday Bowl, or, you know, just these kind of nondescript. They were in the Rose Bowl, you know, for the first time since, like, 1963 or whatever, okay? And they beat UCLA. Wow. And it's like, that was huge. That was absolutely huge, all right? Great. You know, no, you don't have to win the national championship. You won the Rose Bowl.
Right.
That carried over for years, basically, all right? Well, now, if you're not in the national championship tournament, as I like to call it,
yeah.
No one cares about the games. Who played in the Rose Bowl this year?
You know what?
Exactly.
I don't.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
And you're right.
And then
that was the game.
And most of the star players now, if they're in their last year, they don't play in the bowl games. So you get these teams. You got like Florida State, which was 12-0 this year, didn't make the national championship round. Yeah. Okay. Like 14 of their guys, starters, didn't play. And they get killed like 62-7 or something like that. So you know what I mean? You work all year towards these things. But those bowl games are so inconsequential now that it just takes all that luster off of ending the season on this great high note.
Yeah.
So I hate that.
Yeah.
So
I think the fans do too, and it shows.
Yeah, no question.
The ratings were awful, terrible. People didn't like that.
Got a couple of texts here. I went to the Badger game yesterday in Madison. Purdue's 7'4" Zach Edey is a load, Terry. He is something else. Badgers just couldn't stop. I mean, the kid's 7'4", so he elevates, so he's up, you know, well over the rim, and they just, you know, throw these high passes to him, and he sends it home. Badgers had a rough week. They were doing so great, and then they had a rough week. Patriots had a running back that tore up his knee in a beach game before the Pro Bowl.
Wow.
That's right. In the late 90s, Pat. Yep. That's exactly. I remember that, too. So weird stuff can happen in those kind of games.
Yeah.
So
anyway, so but this is Super Bowl.
How do we
week.
Get started in that?
I asked you if you watched any football.
How did this begin?
No,
where did
I think
this
that's what it was, right?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, we said there was no football on this.
Right, but you watched a little. That's how it started. And boy, there's plenty of football this morning.
Boy, I saw great. You and I both saw. I hadn't watched 60 minutes in probably 10 years.
Yeah, I watch that every Sunday.
I always mean to, but it's like Sundays during football season, and then if the weather's nice, you're not sitting in the house on a Sunday.
That is true. I shouldn't say I watch it every week. In the summer, I don't, but... I told you I like to make homemade pizzas, and so I just take that out, and
it's
6 minutes.
Great.
It's like we're kind of two old people.
That's all right.
But anyway, and we talk about, because it's usually a little not controversial, but there's two sides to it. And that was interesting last night.
I thought it was really interesting. I watched the whole thing.
The gambling thing?
That's the reason I wanted to see it, because I saw a little blurb about it, about sports gambling, and I knew this was going to happen. I mean, it's so amazing how 5 years ago, the biggest evil in all of sports was the threat of gambling. And now it's like, hey, gamble as much as you can, folks, during the game, whenever you want. Roger Goodell just did a 180 where it's like, this is the worst thing in the world. It's the biggest danger to our sports. And then it was like, hey, welcome FanDuel. Welcome whomever. He is such a, don't even get me started on And Roger Goodell.
That is big money for the NFL, too.
It's big money for everybody except the people doing the betting.
And they're like, look, if you have a problem, here's this 800 number. You know, and it's like the guy, you know, the addict was on there.
Right, but at that point?
Right.
But at that point, you said some kids have used their college loans.
Well, their
some have lost their inheritance because it's so easy. It's so addicted. And like the guy said, like in my day, okay, I'll just say this. In my day, you had to know a bookie. And there's always some guy that usually worked at a bar or ran a bar, or, you know, and that was kind of his headquarters.
Right.
You had to have a bookie.
Right. You had to run the numbers. Now,
And now you pick up, like, the guy, he wakes up in the middle of the night, picks up his phone, and he has to make a bet.
That's addiction. I mean, really.
It's just so easy.
It is. It's, and boy, you win a little bit, and it just,
and then that just gets
right
you
back into
absolutely.
It.
Well, you've done it. I've done it.
Yeah, I know. Me, I have.
And
I have.
I'm a terrible gambler. I'll be honest with you. I'm terrible.
Well, no. Yeah, it's what's really not. I don't think it's a game of science. I just think it's an emotional game.
Well, it is. No question about
you
it.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, the guy said it was just that high you get from, right. You know, from doing it. Yeah. It wasn't even the winning or the losing. It's
right.
Just the
adrenaline.
The adrenaline, or that's something you get.
But I just think.
What are those hormones called? The endorphins?
Yes. I do think.
What is it, Todd?
Endorphins.
Endorphins. Yeah. That get released and give you that high.
I got to release some endorphins.
Yeah, good idea.
Todd, how do I release some endorphins? I got to release some endorphins. I got to get some endorphins going.
Sure.
What do you do to get some endorphins going here?
But we as adults with sons or son-in-laws who are in that, there's a target market for that.
Yeah.
What do you see? 26 to
25 to 34.
Yeah. That's 50% of the. Yeah, that's.
That's a pay hammer.
They can lose a lot of money pretty quick. So if you know, you just got to sit down and talk to them. I mean, we all like, well, I shouldn't say we all like gambling, but I don't know. Sometimes it's better just to stay away and not do it at all.
Well, let me tell you, there's this one guy that I follow a little bit. I like following different guys that do talk shows and stuff around the country. I won't say this guy's name or anything, but he's huge sports, huge college sports, huge college football, huge college football. And he does a thing. I mean, he's as big of an authority as anybody you'll find. And he lives in the South, okay? And I kind of follow his picks every week. He does this whole thing. And this year, I want to say he ended up 51-50.
Yeah.
151 lost 50, which... In gambling terms, you've just lost money because you have to pay the juice.
Right.
You know, you got that 10% juice.
Yeah.
You know, if you bet 100 and you lose, you pay 110.
Yeah.
So he actually, this is one of the biggest authorities you'll find. That's how tough those point spreads are. It's ridiculous how tough and how close those point spreads come.
Well, the guy kind of talked a little bit about that on 60 Minutes about how, you know, AI is into that.
It's
they
unbelievable.
Have so much more data than we do.
Mind-boggling. Mind-boggling,
I mean,
wasn't
it? I'm picking the Chiefs, and I know that they're underdogs by 2.
I think 2.5, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
That it's totally emotion. I have nothing to base it on. I don't know how many yards each team
but
has.
But what goes into setting those spreads
those guys.
Was mind-boggling, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're right. AI gets into it now and the whole thing. It's incredible. Yeah. And then they target the people.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can tell by what they've been betting
on.
And they somehow pop those things into your stream or whatever.
But the good thing about that 60 Minutes interview, did you notice? Packers got mentioned twice.
Yeah, they did. I thought the same thing. That's weird.
That's great.
But I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know they could make those kind of bets. It's like, what will happen on
first?
This drive? Yeah. Will the Packers punt, turn it over, get a first down?
And
I had no idea they broke it down
and like that,
so many levels.
Like that kid said, I don't even understand. I don't care who wins the game.
It's
all about
that bet.
The bet.
It's that wager.
It's that little bets. And you start betting on every play. You kind of lose focus
gosh.
Of the game. But... They did mention the Packers. I thought that was cool.
I know. I thought the same thing twice. You're exactly right. Okay, today is World Nutella Day. I have never had Nutella in my life. Good suck. This was from the Grammys last night. I watched some of the Grammys last night. This was like, I got chills when Tracy Chapman came out.
She has not performed in a number of years in front of an audience.
Wasn't she? And that was a surprise, I think, because everybody went crazy.
Yeah. So speaking of music, you need to watch the Grammys, but I will, you know how I don't... think you're maybe one of the best singers I've ever met. I will allow you to sing today. Today because it's a birthday.
Okay. For who?
When we come back.
Okay. We got a lot to talk about. Just getting started here on a Monday morning. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
Man, it's just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Find a seat.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 3 years? Or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain research supplies show more details on
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl.
Hey, welcome back. The Mind of the Mayor here. Just getting warmed up on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. The Grammys last night. I got about halfway through, Todd, and then I knew this was going to happen, so I don't want to say, I didn't know who anybody. I mean, I actually knew who some of them were early on. I mean, Miley Cyrus, and then Luke Combs, and Tracy Chapman, and Mariah Carey was up there. And so I actually, Swift. Well, yeah, but I, it was, did that guy do okay, Todd? I wasn't sure.
Who's that?
Trevor Noah, the host.
It's tough, isn't it?
I know. It's very tough.
I think he did okay.
Yeah.
I wish they would put less emphasis on the host and just get through the awards
yeah,
and that's it.
I agree. Let them do the thing. I thought the same thing.
It was tough watching. Did you see the In Memoriam that they always show?
No, I missed that.
Boy, there was we lost a lot of great performers this
year.
It
seemed like it, didn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
Some of the all-time big. Did you see Billy Joel perform?
I didn't see that.
Okay. Because I would have liked to see that. He had a new album for the first time in like 17 years, I think.
Yep. Did you see him when he was here?
No. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I actually had a wedding that night.
Oh.
I had to go to. A good friend of mine. Great friend of mine.
Perfect night, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was just a beautiful night.
Absolutely.
Outside. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good time.
I wish I'd gotten. I heard he played some newer stuff, though, and not as much old stuff. Is that true?
I don't think any of us saw it.
You know, I've never been to a. Oh, you didn't go to the concert?
Are you? Oh, no. You're talking about Grammys or are you talking about the concert? Oh, no, the concert.
Billy Joel's concert in Green Bay.
Oh, no, it was awesome. Oh, it was good. Oh, okay. No, yeah, he had a good
mix. I've never been to a concert at Lambeau Field.
Oh, well, Paul McCartney was there. You never saw that? Who's that guy with the tractor?
Well,
he's been there a lot.
He did Boys of Fall. Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
A lot of.
That was huge.
A lot of arrests.
That's what I heard that night, right?
Like Billy Joel was like very chill. Everybody's like just.
But for Kenny Chesney was like more than a Packer game, right?
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But whatever. I wish we would leverage that more.
Lambeau?
Oh, for concerts.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
totally
a great
agree.
Venue.
Greatest. I mean, I can't think of an artist if they said, hey, how would you like to play Lambeau Field in Green Bay? Right. Like, whoa.
Right. Yeah, I know. They play at Soldier Field. And
I know. I don't know why they don't.
Stones would be awesome.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, Springsteen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Springsteen last week? It was really cute. Did you see about his mom dying? 93, okay. But she still showed up at his concerts and danced to Dancing in the Dark with him numerous times. Isn't that great?
Yeah. So
that was one of the things that just stayed with her. Was dancing all the way through the end of everything.
Great segue into what I wanted to talk about. A birthday today, Johnny.
Okay.
One of yours.
Okay.
The Italian.
Okay.
What is it? Cicerelli. She's 116 today.
Dino Cicerelli? The hockey player from the North Stars?
No. Oh. It's a lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She lives in Northern California. She's been there her whole life. She's the oldest today. Her birthday's today.
Okay.
She's the oldest living person in the United States.
At 104?
116.
116? Oh, wow.
Right?
116.
And you know what she attributes it to?
What?
Well, you were just talking about it.
Gambling?
Dancing?
Gambling.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it is.
I know. We got to move.
I got to get my bet down, hon.
That keeps me going.
I brought you some warm milk. Take that warm milk. It's sticking. Oh, didn't beat the spread, huh?
Yeah.
No, I just missed field goal. Who's that kicker for the Packers?
Yeah, right.
Run him out of town.
No, as usual, Todd was right. It's dancing.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Isn't that awesome? 116, awesome. You guys?
It's a lot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is, right? 1908.
Wow.
Italian. Wow. She looks great. Anyway, so she's having a big, actually the city.
116 is amazing.
The city that she's from, I forgot the name of it, but it's like 5,000 people. Like, how big was Nugani?
4,500.
All right, so it's the size of Nugani. And, you know, the mayor knows what he's doing. Big parade for her. And they've really leveraged that into like their.
That's
every
awesome.
City needs to be known for
how
something.
How do you live to be 116?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would say, you know, she drank vodka.
With that, what are you drinking, that orange juice stuff? Yeah.
Dang. Got this one. Billy Joel was amazing. Joni Mitchell made everybody tear up. Celine Dion coming out as a surprise was quite a moment. Yeah, I should have stayed with it longer.
Yeah, I saw her. She was
Joni Mitchell. That was incredible.
Wasn't it the first time she's ever performed there?
I don't know that, but holy cow.
That's amazing. Good. I see. That's what's cool, that they brought out some of these other people that I know of. And some of these young, I'm not sure. I'm just an old guy. But I mean, some of these people, like that first girl that performed, she was phenomenal. I don't know her.
I'm one of those guys that don't know.
But when you just don't follow, you kind of lose touch. That's why, to be honest with you, the country ones, I know every performer there because I listen to country mainly. And, I know all those people.
That CMA is awesome. But this is CMA good, too.
CMA is awesome.
Grammys is great. And we kind of talked last week a little bit about here in Wisconsin, we have the Whammies, but where we recognize unbelievable talent in our state. So, I mean, it's nice that we do
this. I want to say something that I'm with you on.
Wow.
Yes. A way to statewide recognize all the great musical and entertainment talent we've had in the state. There is no one hub, is there?
There's too many sports. I mean, and I think sports, we've been very, very fortunate with the Brewers and just everybody, right? Obviously the Packers. But, and the Bucks. But pretty cool to focus on, and I think we've been overshadowed a little bit because of that with some of the musical talent.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of talent in this state.
We do. There's no question.
And they, to have a central place, and it would grow, but if you could start something with, 4,000 or 5,000 square feet, it would grow. And like Dennis was saying, a plaque on the wall, but it's cool to put their wig in.
Or memorabilia.
Like that. We've both been down to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and they just got some really Elton John, this, but out of our little state here, I don't know that we're known for musical talent. And we talk about, you're teasing me about Liberace, but there's just so many other great, great bands that have come out of here. So yeah, I would like to get behind that and talk to some people in 3, 4, 5 years, get something like that. And I'd love it to be in Green Bay.
Big weekend coming up for the Whammies in Green Bay, the weekend of May 18th. And we'll be doing some live stuff out of this show, the studio with the Whammies, and we'll be helping to sponsor that whole weekend.
That's over at Epic.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic.
But there's some stuff going on the night before down here on the city deck at Hagemeister.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. And just think, Johnny, in 2 or 3 years, we'll have the pre-cocktail party at the museum. Or maybe after.
Oh, at the your rock and roll music or whatever.
Our rock and roll music.
He's in the Schmidt wing.
He's
in the Schmitter.
We'll figure out the Schmidt house. We'll figure something out better. We'll get a better name for it. But it's just nice to recognize that stuff.
And Aaron's birthday, born in 1934.
Saw that.
1934. I got to tell you something. I was reading a thing about Hank Aaron fairly recently, and a scout had checked him out, and they even had the report, about Hank Aaron and everything like that. And so he would, the New York Giants, okay, back before San Francisco, New York Giants, offered him, like, just throwing this out there, like $500 signing bonus to sign with them, okay?
Yeah.
And the Braves offered him, like, $550. So he took the $550, obviously, okay? Mm-hmm. And Hank Aaron said he was $50 away from sharing the outfield with Willie Mays for his entire career. Isn't that something when you think back on those days?
Yeah.
The players' teams could have got if they hadn't been worried about the, the colored barrier and everything like that and breaking that barrier. And so, yes. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Hank Aaron and Willie Mays could have been on the same team. That would have been fun to watch. Also, National Chocolate Fondue Day. I love those chocolate
fountains. Those are great at fundraisers.
Oh, man, I'd like to have one of those at my house.
No.
Just get them every morning, just burn a little piece of banana.
Johnny, you'll never see 116. You're not going to see 65.
I'm going to see one. You don't know that. We got to set a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Can't start.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't always take acres and acres of ground to be a productive farmer. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, the Hunger Task Force in southeast Wisconsin. They battle food insecurities across the state, and now they're using their 208-acre farm in Franklin to try to address food insecurity on their own. Sarah Bressler is the farm manager of about 100 tillable acres they used in 2023 to grow some of the food they share with others. And despite the drought, it was a great year.
We were able to grow over 400,000 pounds with, like you said, those drought conditions. We had some record-breaking yields, specifically green beans grew over 23,000 pounds. Some of our other top-yielding crops that, you know, produced more than we actually projected were tomatoes. We grew over 15,000 pounds. Collard greens, which is the number one requested item in our food network sites, we grew over 20,000 pounds of those. Lettuce, over 15,000 pounds, and over 85,000 pounds of cabbage in 2023.
Sarah Bressler, the farm manager for the Hunger Task Force in southeast Wisconsin, says they really rely on volunteers to make sure that farm is productive, including volunteer farmers. They're managing that 208-acre farm in Franklin, courtesy of a 30-year lease with Milwaukee County.
With the Compeer Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compeer.com/patronage. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
And we've got a holiday of sorts coming up this Friday, and Wisconsin's dairy industry hopes you plan to celebrate. Friday is National Pizza Day. And of course, a lot of those pizzas feature real Wisconsin cheese. Did you know over 3 billion pizzas are sold in the United States every year, and then add on another 1 billion frozen pizzas sold? That's a big deal. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Some patchy fog and freezing fog this morning, then gradually becoming partly sunny as we head into the afternoon. High today, 40, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We may catch a little more patchy fog, but it won't be as bad as last night and this morning. Our low tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 28.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This was a
got on board a westbound 747.
1974.
This is not their song this week.
Before deciding what to do.
1974. It never rains in California. Uh-huh.
We're going to get
to
that.
Boy, the Pebble Beach was canceled. Well, not canceled, but they ended after 52 holes because they actually had traffic warnings. They told people around that area, which is one of the most beautiful places in the country, Pebble Beach, they said, shelter in place. Yeah. And they told the golfers, get out of Dodge. Get out of here. So they had to end it after 52 holes.
Yeah, that whole coast, and it's
California's got had weird weather over the last few years, haven't they?
They were just kind of turning the corner a little bit.
Now, but when you go from drought, right, to like unbelievable flooding and unbelievable snow, and
yeah. I mean, this is kind of good for the skiers, but they're going to get a lot of snow up there, 4 feet. But it's awful what's going on there, and like you said, it's shutting things down, and you know, that's a huge state, and it's the whole state that's getting whacked, like 40 million people or something.
Never had an urge to live there, have you?
I live there.
You did live there. Where did you live? That's right.
I did. I loved it.
In where, L.A.?
Well, I lived in West Covina. I lived in Newport Beach. Then I ran out of money. So then I moved up to
Rancho Cucamonga.
No, I didn't go that far out. I went to West Covina, which is like, it's right between like Pomona and LA, because I used both airports, but it was much less expensive. And I've gone back there. I mean, West Covina, you talked about the Rose Bowl parade. They won 1 year.
Ah,
the float. Right. Okay. So anyway, I liked it there because the weather was
always
nice.
Johnny Carson used to mention West Covina?
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went to the Tonight Show a bunch of times, and I did a lot of that. We talked about that before. Right. But yeah, I liked living out there. The weather, like I said, was always great. They do party kind of pretty intense out there. Because my friends that I hung around with, it would be like, you want to go fishing? I'm like, yeah, I'll go fishing. And then next thing you know, you're off the Baja, you know, and just deep water doing that. And their hunting was, you know, up the Bay Area, wild boar hunting. Golf was just, like you said, Carmel. It's a great life. They work really, really hard, but they party really, really hard too. And that was not sustainable for me.
Okay. Unlike Brittany Merlot. Anyway. Who has never partied.
No, not at all.
Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, good.
Did you like our bumper music? It never rains in California.
I do. Any kind of weather song is awesome. I love the singing, especially.
Did you?
Honest.
Thank you. Thank you, yes. Brittany.
Thank you.
And in Northern California, we were talking earlier, which is like the Bay Area, a little north of the Bay Area, is where, what's her name? Ellie lives. She's 116 years old today.
Oh, my gosh.
116.
Amazing.
It is. And she grew up, she lived in Northern California her whole life. So that must say something about healthy. Anyway, what are they going to do out there? They're getting like a month's worth of rain in like a day or, I don't know, something
like 2 days.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to do out there, but that is too much rain all at once, mudslides, all of these things, flooding, goodness.
But I mean, they go from wildfires to torrential rains.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did they get the most extreme? That's what I was just going to say, Brittany. Why did they get the most extreme weather in the country?
Well, good question. Normally they're pretty mild, you know what I mean? Like the repeating weather every single day. But yeah, we've seen extreme droughts and wildfires to this now. I mean, I guess it's good to have the precipitation, but we'll see.
At the Grammys last night, some of the people, I think it was it Miley Cyrus or somebody said they were worried they were going to miss it because they were late because of the rain. Was so bad that traffic was stopped and everything. Meryl Streep walked in late. Taylor Swift walked in late because of the rain was so bad out there.
And
I believe it.
Winds were like 80 miles an hour, which is just crazy. You know, you make a good point. Because of the drought and then the rain, it triggers these mudslides.
Oh, absolutely. Terrible.
That's dangerous. Yep.
Flash floods are terrible.
And you know what's so bad, too, is we're sitting here enjoying our spring-like weather and the thing is we've got a high pressure system just sitting here blocking that system, holding it there. That's why it's staying there and they're getting so much.
So does it look like, I'm sorry, go ahead, Brittany. I'm sorry.
So while we're sitting here pretty, it's giving them all of that. That's why it's continuing there and not rolling towards us until later this week.
Good job, Brittany.
Yeah, very nice.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry.
She and Milton also called it. Last week, we did the Groundhog Day.
Milton.
And they said 6 more weeks of winter, and then I woke up on Sunday, and we had that frosty, snowy kind of stuff coming down, so they nailed it.
Yeah. Nice. Brittany, that was not a good day Sunday, and I know if people slept in, it was all right at 10, 11 noon, but if you got up at, you know, time we get up, 6:37, 8, it was... The roads were awful. It had that, like, was foggy
was
for one.
They're talking like freezing
or whatever that
freezing
was.
Fog almost. Yeah. It would hit. Yeah. It was like that in between type temperature wise.
Right.
Not warm enough to, you know, melt it, but yet not cold enough to just be like total whatever. It was kind of eerie.
And it was just terrible. Yeah. That's actually moved a little bit to the south now. I think Clintonville, Wapaka, Albatoma, Fond du Lac, they're kind of seeing all that right now this morning, too. So that freezing fog advisory just a little bit down to the south. It's terrible. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I don't believe that's dangerous stuff down there.
But we got a good week coming up, don't we?
You do. Yes, actually. After we get through today, there's still some fog, freezing fog in the area. We'll see partly sunny skies later on, but then low 40s. We'll hit the mid 40s tomorrow. We'll stay in the mid 40s for Wednesday, but we get a little cloudy because that system starts to push in finally. We'll welcome it. We can use it. So that hits us Thursday and into Friday. Mainly rain, all rain, because our temperatures will be in the upper 40s to low 50s for us.
It's unbelievable.
Thursday's going to be the warmest day of the week. I mean, we could hit mid 50s, but we're thinking more low 50s still. It's going to be warm, but dreary and rainy.
Unbelievable.
Will that take care of the snow?
That's it.
That's probably it.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Well, here in Wausau, we just broke records. I mean, it's been decades since we've had no snow on the ground to start February off. And then to have an entire week with no snow on the ground in Wausau hasn't happened.
You know, I would say it's possible over the last 12 months that somebody could have golfed every single month over the last calendar year. Don't you think, Brittany?
They probably could have, honestly.
Thursday, they get this month out of the way.
I mean, that's amazing. Got a text here. I drove in the fog to the Badger game yesterday. Green Bay to Madison. Not fun.
I bet not.
That's never a fun drive. Yeah. But
so this week, 50 degrees, rain. And how far do you go out, Brittany? I know that I was reading something because you know how much I love weather forecasters. But some of those other guys that play the timpani drum.
Quiet, stop.
Every minute of news and then 3 minutes of weather. Anyway.
The views of Jim Schmidt do not reflect the views of others here at Civic Media. Boom. Right, Todd, you with me on that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, man. The further you get out, like you guys are at, 70%? Actually, it's 80%, believe it or not. I can't believe that. With a 2 or 3 day forecast. But when you get out past 10 days, it's low, like 50-60%. So
I would almost even say lower, to be honest with you.
Well, those guys are lower. I'm trying to give you some credit here, Brittany.
Oh, thank you. I'm just trying to be honest.
Those guys are in the 30s. So anyway, how does it look long range? I mean, how far are you going to go out? 10, 14 days?
You know what? I'm going to take you out at least till next week, early next week. And what I'm looking at is high temperatures in the mid to low 30s for us.
Wow.
Still dry pattern after the storm that hits this week, but... You know, back to some normal winter temperatures where we could start to see some more snow flying. And I am looking into right around Valentine's Day, right before it, right after it. Someone's going to get hit with some major snowfall.
All right. There we go. Yeah. All right. Brittany Merlot, it's always fun having you on.
Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure.
Have a phenomenal week.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
Talk to you next
week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
She's awesome.
She's great.
Great having her on. Yeah, hey, back to the Grammys one quick second, Todd. Yeah, we were talking last week about how we all did it pretty much. If you had a little tape recorder, that was the cool thing where you'd record all the different songs. But I God bless music, the industry,
right?
God bless. But didn't they just seem more entertaining back then? Is that just an old guy thing, or do you know what I'm saying?
I think people. You didn't have to be so pretty back then, but if you had talent, you know, you'd have like a guitar player come out and play and they were just amazing, but they weren't the nicest thing to look at.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of talented people, but there's so much of it now.
I know. And so many different styles and so many different, it's hard to really, you almost have to have that one niche and follow that genre or whatever and go from there. If you try to follow everything these days, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That is true.
Every song is about 2 minutes now.
Remember? I know, really short.
And they do that so that if you like the song, what do? You stream it again. And then what do? You stream it again. So now instead of one stream, they get three.
No American Pies or anything like that anymore, huh? No. Those songs are over with. Wow. Interesting.
Donna watched that and she was frustrated because of like a little bit what you're talking about, just the glitz and glamour versus the talent of a musician.
Yeah.
But I said to her, that's really, you're not their target audience.
No, not at all. So I'm going to be the first to admit it. Yeah.
Right. They're not really going after us. And no. I don't know what the ads were on there, but I mean, they obviously are targeting someone.
I didn't know Miley Cyrus was still singing.
Yeah.
And she got like singer of the year or whatever, or artist of the year, song of the year.
Yeah.
I didn't know Miley Cyrus was still, I thought she had retired and kind of went away and. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the big winner, though, was it Miley Cyrus? I thought Taylor Swift won.
Taylor Swift was the big winner last night.
Yeah. But album of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. Album of the year. And then she announced a new album last night.
Coming out in April.
So.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable what she's accomplished. And, you know what I mean?
No question.
That's just like, and didn't she surpass like Frank Sinatra and like all these guys that we knew?
Stevie Wonder, Frank Sinatra, and
like Elvis or something? It's just
not
crazy.
Elvis, but a big name, obviously.
Right.
Who had four of the number one things of all time.
Right.
Do you remember the time? I still remember this plain as day. Do you remember the time when Charlie Rich set fire to the winning thing? I think he was big on Coke back then or something, okay? And this is when Charlie Rich was really popular in the mid-70s. He had, what were his two songs that were really big, Jim? Go ahead. When We Get Behind Closed Doors.
Charlie Pride?
No, Charlie Rich. When We Get Behind Closed Doors. When We Get Behind.
Right, that's enough. Yep, okay. I got it.
And the other one? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the, remember that? So anyway.
That music doesn't sound like a Cokehead to me.
Well, whatever. So anyway, Glenn Campbell is the host of the Grammys, okay? And they're going to now, everybody.
Speaking of Cokeheads.
Yeah, right. And now, everybody, Charlie Rich present our Artist of the Year. And he comes out there, and he opens a thing, and he takes out a cigarette lighter, and he lights it on fire.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't like it that John Denver was the winner. And John Denver is watching remotely. He doesn't know that Charlie Rich is burning his thing. And Glenn Campbell was just so irate. They showed him he just wanted to kill him. Remember that, Todd?
Yeah.
Wow. He just wanted to, live on TV, burnt the thing, set it on fire. Yeah.
But he did announce John Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And John Denver's here sitting there smiling with his little granny glasses, like, hey, this is great. Not knowing that Charlie Rich is, like, humiliating him on national TV, on worldwide TV. You didn't remember that?
No.
Oh, man. No, where were you in the mid-70s, Jim? Living in a cave, you're out there.
No, man, that was.
He was out riding a Shetland pony.
We were in high school, right? And I was into politics back then, right? Spiro Agnew and all that.
You're into politics back then?
Oh yeah.
Come on.
I was president of my class. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I never ran for a class office.
Oh, you would have won. Oh. You don't have to be that bright to win. Believe me. I'm 10-0.
Wow.
You just got to be, a little bit like your constituency and work harder.
Let me ask this. Were you like every other person who's going to run for student office? I'm going to get soda machines in the lunchroom.
Yeah, I did say that. Did you? In eighth grade.
Wasn't that like the main thing that everybody, that's what their platform was? I'm going to get a soda machine.
It's funny you say that because, and the guy I beat was Eric Hazard. I don't know if he's a listener, but I did say that was when I ran for eighth grade class president. And I talked about soda machines and there was a lot of.
Where did you go to school in the eighth grade?
L.B. Clark.
L.B. Clark.
Charlton Heston's wife. He was there and dedicated her school.
In Two Rivers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Wow. Charlie Rich.
Okay, this
Let's go back to 1974, everybody. Charlie Rich, number one song on the Billboard Top 40.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song. I can't believe
and
this
if
guy
you
who's
did.
A cokehead.
What?
I just didn't seem like that. I don't know.
Was she crying? I could do country. I could do country. I know in my heart, I could do country. I know that.
You know what?
No. We got to send her a quick break.
I got
to back
theory.
Of her
okay.
right after this. Tell her I'm sorry.
Tell her I need. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here.
This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Crunch the numbers. Wisconsin's state retirement system is financing polluters and helping create climate chaos, which is not good for our water, our air, or our planet. It's time to insist on common sense investments, not bankrolling yesterday's fossil fuels. Be the change. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org and sign the petition. Our investments should be protected, and it should serve to protect. Future generations will thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
That's actually a pretty good song.
It's a great song. Oh, he had a great voice. No question about that. Phenomenal voice. I mean, like one of the best you'll ever find.
But not Elton. Not John issues. Denver's. Biggest fan.
No. So, yeah, look that up sometime. Yeah. So, the other night, I'd always heard great things about Billy's in Luxembourg. Went there. Great place. You ever been to Billy's on Main in Luxembourg?
No. I'm trying to think.
And somebody told me it's for sale. I think you and I should buy it.
No, John.
Why?
No.
Why?
It ain't going to happen.
Why not?
We're plotting that land up in Nugani with golf carts.
I know.
And just chilled homes, tie-dye t-shirts, no ties allowed, and weed. Because it's legal.
Todd!
Because it's legal.
I don't smoke that stuff.
Again, I'm just...
Again, the views expressed by Jim Schmidt are not necessarily the views of me, Todd, or anybody else with Civic Media.
I'm a marketing guy, and I just think we could do that. We could have a really cool place. And the beauty of it is... I think it's going to become a tourist place. Not only are we going to love living there, but we're going to like open it up for tours, like maybe on, I don't know, Thursdays or something. Not, we don't want people messing in our commune during the week, but maybe on Thursdays and we can sell things. And I think there's a lot of people our age that would be like, you know what? I'm getting off the grid. I'm going up to Eminem, Mine Own the Mayor's.
Todd.
That could work, you guys.
I'm starting to worry what you're on, Jim.
That could work.
Me too. Yeah.
I, nothing,
how are those
believe
pain
me.
Pills?
No,
for
I not. No, I'm off. No, I'm good. I'm clean on all that stuff.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
That's what I want to do. But if you want to buy Billy's in Luxembourg, that's. I'll stop. I'll be a customer.
But anyway, I did a thing just on my Facebook about what are some other small town places, and there's lots of big town places. But so I don't want no disrespect to big town places, but there's something I just love about small town little bars.
Did you go to Basil's?
Did not.
Do you know where that is?
Do not.
That's a good place. Basil's is like on A or something. Kind of because I used to live in Stangleville. It's like in that neck of the woods.
Okay.
But anyway, that's.
But some of the places, the Lumberyard in Bonduelle, CZ's Bushville Lanes. Where's Bushville? Where's Bushville?
I
don't know.
Never.
Somebody said, second that one, Tina. Never had a bad meal there. Great burgers, fish soups, and chilies. Don't forget about the old fashions. JoJo's Styles Junction. I've been there. That's fantastic. It's right on the highway. Have you been there? Oh, that's great.
Bushville, just so you know, is about a little just northeast of Oshkosh.
Oh, okay. The Crowbar in Mishicot. The Detour Bar and Grill in Mishicot. I got this one, the newly renovated Glover's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Abrams. And somebody else said JoJo's, absolutely. Don't forget about the Frosty Tip in Dykesville. Well, I want to go see Frank's show about that.
Yeah.
His new one about the Frosty Tip.
Yes.
The Bakery Bar in Kewanee. Peppermint Jose's in Navarino. Electric City Lanes. The Crowbar in Mishicot. Red Room in Sturgeon Bay. Jen's Naughty Pine in Pulaski. The Griefs in Morrison.
Jen's Naughty Pine.
Yes.
I would go there just because of the
name. Rustique in Suamico.
There was a little...
What's naughty as an N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
It is, really?
Yeah. At least that's the way they spelled it here. I don't know if they meant it that way or
that's
not.
Awesome.
Ford River Pub on M35. I know Ford River. That's way up north.
There was, we talked about 60 Minutes a little bit earlier, but this is Andy Rooney stuff. So this is a long, long time ago. But restaurants that have like a first.
I kind of liked him, but he was almost you're too
annoying.
Crotchety for the sake of being crotchety.
Yeah. And that's, that was his thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, but everybody would just wait, go listen to all those commercials for Andy
just
Rooney.
Just for him.
It was just that last couple minutes. But he did a thing one time. This is, again, a long time ago, but. Restaurants with using first names, people like that. Like Jens. That's why they do. People just.
You know what? I could still think when we were talking sturgeon spearing the other day, I used to love going to Bob and Linda's down in the town of Pipe. And they had those burgers where you'd have the burger patty, you'd have the cheese, you'd have the onion, and then you would have the brat patty on top of that. And it's the first time I'd ever had that.
Oh my gosh.
And those fries that are almost like carnival fries, I call them. You know, the best fries I've ever had is at like a steak fair type. I don't know what they do. But they were just, it's like one of those things. It's just a small little place down below Winnebago, but it's just like,
Let me give you a hint. It's called Deep Fry.
Yeah, I know. But it's so good.
It is. There's some great, I can't think right now. I'll think of the name of it when we go to a break. But there's just some great, like you talk about, that's a great burger. Burger, patty burger, cheese, and fried onions.
I'll go anywhere for, Joe Roar's is still
Joe Roar's.
Perfect. I will go any. I don't need this sophisticated. I'm not trying to sound whatever. But give me a really good cheeseburger, and I'm happy.
I'm
right there.
I'm there.
Although I have to. You know what I like on my cheeseburgers is mayonnaise. I don't put ketchup or mustard.
Well, mayonnaise.
I don't put ketchup on anything.
Yeah, mayonnaise outsells everything. Mustard, ketchup, right? I mean, that's got to be the number one.
I mean, I think there's probably more uses for it, right?
Yeah, you're not the only one, John.
Know what they put on their fries in Amsterdam? What? You know, with ketchup? No, man. What? Mayonnaise. Drown them. Really? Oh, man. What movie's that from? Pulp Fiction.
You must have watched it. You know a lot of Pulp Fiction stuff. And I've never seen it, so every time you ask me that, I just...
Royale with cheese.
But there are some... Maybe we could do that. Of course, we're still kind of on our diet, but it would be fun to
take a road trip
and go with Todd and then kind of interview some people there.
I'd love it.
You know, we'll interview the owner.
All right.
And 99% of the time, the owner is the guy cooking and serving.
I want to go to a bar restaurant. You know where a little place I used to love? Frog Station. You ever been to Frog Station?
Was that on your list?
It wasn't on this list, but it's this tiny little bar at this crossroads towards like Brussels-ish. That area,
mm-hmm.
Frog Station, tiny little. I love those tiny little places.
Right. In
Texas, if you got a small town place you like, well, got this one. Basil's is on Fontenoy.
Okay. That's a good place, right? Whoever texts that in.
Where's Fontenoy?
I think it's Highway A. It's like by Norman.
Don't know Norman either.
It's
Norman?
I lived on.
What movie's that from?
Old Settlers Road.
What movie's that from? Norman. What movie's that from?
Psycho. I don't know. I lived on actually Sleepy Hollow Road in the corner of Old Settlers and Sleepy Hollow, Headless Horseman. But it's not far from there. So I think it's in Norman. But Basil's is a good place. I want to give them, they have great chili. They have like, you would like that, Johnny, because they have great cheeseburgers there.
I don't want noodles in my chili though, especially spaghetti. I don't want spaghetti or tomatoes in my chili.
Oof.
I know.
I don't know about the tomatoes, but I don't think they have spaghetti. But good. I think that the tomatoes.
Can you get it with or without? And I like it thick.
They'd probably pick
like
them out for you.
I like chili.
Anyway, we got to do that.
Next time we're going to do a chili and cheeseburger breakfast thing here.
Man, I'm
you in?
In? I'm totally in.
Todd, you in on that one?
You kidding me?
Yes.
We won't even name Mad Dog and Merrill. As much as we love those guys, we won't even eat them. Cheeseburgers and chili, mine and the mayor breakfast. What do you think?
Love it.
All day breakfast buffet.
I'm in.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Mine and the mayor back after this.
Should I stay or should I go? Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Albaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
Covering all the news. news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.